Welcome, Cultivate Community. I'm your host, Brian Kelly, and today's episode is a deep dive into the crucial realm of pastoral care and coaching. Joining us are two incredible guests, Ted Leavenworth and Jeff Geip, bringing their wealth of experience and insights. Together, we explore the transformative power of intentional care in church planting and the importance of pastoral care and coaching. Get ready for a rich conversation that will inspire and equip you on your journey. Let's dive in, learn, and grow together. All right, welcome to the Cultivate Church Planting Podcast, and I'm here with two men of wisdom and renown.
Who's that?
Yeah, where are they?
In other words, they both have gray hair.
Right. In other words, Brian owes us money. Yeah.
Men with gray hair.
That's right.
So we have with us Jeff Geip, and Jeff has a great story about his involvement now, more involvement in CGN. He's been involved in CGN for a long time. And he's been involved in the finance side of things because that's his history and background as an expert financier. Would that be your title?
I can think of another adjective other than expert.
Okay. And now he is transitioning over to a new focus, and that will be with the Connect team in pastoral care. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And we have... And Jeff's been on the show before, and it was awesome talking about the church that you planted with Jimmy. That was
And also with Kyle.
Ted. That's right. Yeah. Wow, you're a three-peat. This is three-peat.
Oh, right on.
And then for the
hat
first
trick
time,
right here.
yeah. So then we have Ted Leavenworth here, yeah. Pastor Ted of Reliance Church in Temecula, and an amazing ministry. Is not only did you plant the church at Reliance?
I did.
Okay. Not only planted the church at Reliance, but has sent out many church planters and has a vision and desire to send out many more. So
that's, God willing, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, along his heart. He has a podcast
Leadership
with,
Collective.
Rob Salvato.
Rob Salvato mm-hmm. and I do it together, yeah.
It's an awesome podcast, and I'm going to put that in the show notes so everybody can go and listen to it.
Right on.
Leadership Wisdom.
Yeah.
Part of leadership and what we'll talk about today is the need for care for leaders, because I guess we'll start off with the with something that's along the lines of, as pastors, we are looked to as the people who are supposed to lead. We're the ones in the church that are people are expecting to care for them, as because we're pastor's shepherd. But then who's going to care for us? What happens when the shepherd gets sick? You know, the sheep get sick, the shepherd comes in. The sheep needs direction, shepherd comes in. What about when the shepherd gets has his needs?
That's right.
You're new, Jeff, because I know Ted has all the answers. So yeah. I'm going to start asking you to see if you're really...
If I'm legit.
If you're legit. And if not, we'll go back to financial questions.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's all right.
No, but I'm thinking about especially in terms of church planting and a lot of these younger guys, young and old, we have in Cultivate program. And they're going out, they're planting churches, and they're, you know, we don't want them to get burnt out. We don't want them to get discouraged. We don't want their marriages to fall apart. And within CGN, you're part of that intensive, the connect, where it's a connect. Why don't you start, Jeff, by talking a little bit about that connective, or that connect, what's the word? It's
initiative.
Late here.
Initiative.
Initiative, thank you.
Yes.
That's the word.
He does know all the answers.
Yeah. Well, you know, in reality, when I became part of CGN, I would say that the Connect initiative was the initiative that I was drawn to. Like any startup, if you're capable at doing something, you help do it. And so even though I was capable in getting things started, even through that, I've learned that maybe that's not exactly my calling and my gifting, because I noticed, man, I just didn't feel well. Felt like life was being drawn out of me and not into me, just noticing certain things. And something you said, Brian, you know, healthy shepherds produce healthy sheep, and healthy sheep produce healthy communities of Christ.
Did I say that?
I
I did, actually, get it from somewhere. Come to think of it, of course I said if it's good, he said it.
It sounded really good.
He
had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
What do I think about that? That's good. I said I was impressed.
I was like, man, that sounds good.
Yeah. I know I stole it from someone. I thought it was you, but maybe it was someone else.
I'll take the credit. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
But it's one of those things that even working through setting up the relief fund and all of those things, this is something I noticed. Is that many pastors feel isolated and alone. And when that happens, they all of a sudden are not producing healthy sheep. Mm. It's because everything seems to be changing in their heart in a way that focuses them on the wrong things.
Yeah.
And, you know, pastors should be caring for their sheep in a way that it's going to produce healthy communities of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so just seeing through that, that's always been my connection point. To connectors, that was
connecting
unintended.
The connectors.
Yeah, that was unintended, but
that's
clever.
Good. Yeah, very clever.
Yes. And so to be brought back into this arena, I'm very excited. As you know, Brian, we've been doing really a Karen coaching podcast, or excuse me, what do we call it?
Initiative.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. Ted was the one with the answer on that one.
On Zoom and with our friends, Billy and Daniel down there in Florida.
Yep.
And it has been wonderful. And it's getting guys on Zoom together and giving them an opportunity to be ministered to and then also to minister to one another.
Great.
And just finding it that this is so important, because shepherds can feel isolated. They can feel alone. Anybody that's shepherding a church knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people are. I mean, we've got a lot of listeners that are potential church planters. They want to get out there and plant churches. They're excited about it. They're listening to the podcasts and stuff. But I think this resonates with a lot of the existing pastors. So, Ted, in your experience with caring for pastors and coaching them along. I mean, what's your heart in this whole thing and how do you feel about it?
Well, one of the things I always do with guys that I'm going to send out that I'm preparing to send out, I'll tell them, you know, what's going to kill you isn't what you don't know. It's what you don't know that you don't know. Mm. And so I like to put guys into positions that, that maybe they don't know well, or maybe they're lousy at even. Mm-hmm. Not so much to improve them in those areas, but more so to equip them to recognize the things that they don't know. Mm-hmm. And once they become aware of the things that they don't know, at least they it's now on their radar. And they now know, okay, I need to work on that. When it comes to the Connect initiative, there's two sides of it. There's care and there's coaching. Hmm. And
what's the difference between those two, just for our listeners?
It's a great question because, you know, you go, well, where's the separation of that? Yeah. As a parent.
They probably run together, right?
Right. As a parent, I care for my kids and I coach my kids. Mm-hmm. And so care is more the bedside manner. This is the issue where you're dealing with people's fears or failures, or you're tending to the issues of their marriage, or you're tending to the issues of their spiritual walk.
The real personal, kind of that deep, personal stuff.
The deep personal connected kind of thing. What's the state of your soul sort of idea.
Nice. Yep.
Coaching is the nuts and bolts issues of church leadership. So for instance, when I talk about, hey, what's going to kill you isn't what you don't know. It's what you don't know that you don't know.
I like that. I'm going to start saying that.
That goes in. I ripped it off. and I can't remember who I stole it from or I would give them credit. But
probably Warren Moosby.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, right?
Congratulations, Jeff.
That's more the coaching side. You know, what you don't know that you don't know. So focusing in on nuts and bolts issues of, hey, you have no clue about this. A good illustration of this would be, you know, your prototypical Bible college student who comes out of Bible college thinking, all I got to do is teach the Bible. I want to go plant a church. All I got to do is teach the Bible. Yep. And you go, you know, God bless you. That's an awesome thought. Yeah, but it's not true, you know, because if you don't know the first thing about having a good children's ministry.
Right. Yeah.
People ain't going to stick around long enough for you to teach them the Bible. Yeah. You know, that's a coaching issue.
Yeah.
And so what we've done with the Connect initiative is we've divided it into two specialties, if you will. Mm-hmm. Jeff oversees the whole umbrella over the both. I focus
wow,
in on
Jeff.
The, yeah.
That's right. Impressive.
Did you just call me an umbrella?
Yeah. No, you're the umbrella organization.
You oversee both arms.
Sorry, I interrupted you there, Ted.
It's all good. So yeah. There is the care side, there's the coaching side. Okay. So Pastor Connor Berry out of Santa Maria, he focuses in on the care side. Takes you know, ride shotgun on that or mm-hmm. quarterback side, however you want to put it. And then I'm focusing on the coaching side.
Nice. And I would really encourage our listeners, especially the ones getting involved in the Cultivate program, these are the kind of resources that we're wanting to provide, not only for church plants, which would be our initiative that we're working with, obviously, but throughout all the Calvary Chapel churches within the network are going to get that care and coaching.
Right.
I love that, man. I wish I had that when I was 24 pastoring.
It's
when
beneficial.
I'm 44 right. pastoring, I'm going to utilize that.
We can all think of those guys that were mentors to us when we were starting out, when I was, you know, planning my first church, which was really more of a team effort. I didn't do it alone. I was mm-hmm. part of a group of people who all of us had no business starting a church.
You sure you're not talking about the ones we first had? That sounds like my testimony too. Yeah.
It's absolutely the truth. But there were people that God provided along the way and they coached us through. Now this is what you do. Now this is the next thing you do. And then those lessons, stick and you're able to
and now you're able to transfer those onto other young guys.
Right.
So we little personal story. There's Kyle Curry came from your church,
really?
Correct?
He did, yeah.
Wow. So yeah, a lot of fruit coming out of it. I was just gonna talk about Cody, the Kings, who came out of your church as well.
Right.
Planted in Colorado successfully.
Yeah.
And you coached them along the way. And now they're with us in Florida looking to plant another church.
Right.
But just those resources that stick with, it's like passing it down.
Right.
And successful. So I love that.
Cody was a big help for me because I'm an intuitive leader. I'm mm-hmm. more intuitive than systematic.
Yeah.
And so Cody would ask me frequently, okay, why did you make that decision? He wasn't challenging my authority.
No, he was curious.
He was curious. He wanted to climb into my head and go, okay, so why did you make that decision? Uh-huh. And he was always challenging me on that. And oftentimes I'd have to say, now I need to think about that and get back to you about
the why behind. So he was able to help you formulate.
Exactly. So that was so important. That's to cool. be able to think through and for transferring it.
Yeah.
And that was helpful for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. My wife always asks me, why did you make that decision? Like when we're driving, I'm driving and I'm, why did you make that decision?
Yeah.
You idiot. No, she doesn't do that. She's great. Great. I love them. She's awesome. Jeff, you're just getting into this. Would you consider yourself more of a, on the caring side of things or the coaching side of things? Cause I know I'm thinking that question for myself. I would definitely be more on the coaching. I'm more into the nuts and bolts of how to do it and how not to do it. You know, what works, what doesn't, that sort of stuff. I feel like you would be more of a...
Yeah, much more
on the care side.
On the care side, yeah.
Oh, for
Even
sure.
Even though I've done coaching.
Of course, yeah.
It's always come from a heart of, you know, of care.
Yeah.
Because I do. I believe there's a lot of crossover, you know. I look at it as salt and pepper. You know, they go great together. You need a little bit of both. But, you know.
Ebony and ivory.
Okay, you're too much. But, just, you know, that idea. We're mixing a lot of metaphors, and that drives me crazy. But I'll bring in one more just for
the fun of it. Just do it.
You know, like we always term... like a pastor as a doctor, a home care. I think you just said that. Somebody that's coming alongside and caring for
you. Bedside manner. Yeah,
that's what
you said. Yep.
And which is a beautiful picture. That's exactly what that is. And there's some people just equipped for that. And that's how God's created them. And then there's others that more like a surgeon, you know, they're just going to get in there, they're going to do it well, and they're going to set you on the road. And I think that's really where Ted excels, you know, and that area is like, that's where the coaching thing is. And so, not even by plan or purpose, we've been doing that with Kyle Curry because I live very close to Kyle and he and I get together and I care for him. And yet he still goes to Ted for the coaching thing. And he feels weird at times. I'm like, no, go to Ted. Ted, that's his wheelhouse. This is my wheelhouse.
Why would he feel weird? Just because he doesn't want you to feel like he doesn't think you know the answer or something?
And this is what I love about collaboration. And this is what's so important to me, and especially in this area, is, you know, we have a very robust team of guys that are in the care and coaching with different gifts. Jimmy Arate is on this team, and Jimmy was my care, you know.
Yeah, 20 I would years like ago. Him. That's if there's someone that can care for a soul and just really genuinely care for someone, that's him for sure.
Yeah. And so seeing the diversity working in unity is just going to bring great health to all people. And so, and we can't even discuss some of the things that we're thinking about because they haven't been put into place yet. But, you know, people being able to take tests that will show them really where they belong and then how, if they're operating in the gifts that God has given them and giving them that care and that understanding. I just shared with some of the guys here that I just took that test not long ago and it set me on a path of healing. And I'm 64.
It's
emotional IQ test.
It's an emotional IQ test. And it just tested and it showed.
What does it do? Like, run me through. I'm genuinely curious about it.
Share a testimony.
Okay.
So a part of that test shows your emotional, what people think about you and what you think about yourself is the area that was really off balance for me. So people think highly of me, but I think very low of myself.
How did you get the data about how people think highly of you?
Just by taking a flurry of, not by asking people. It's by taking a
survey. It's like man on the street. Hey, you know Jeff Guy? What do you think about him?
He's awesome.
Not very highly.
That's so funny.
But what it did is so Bill Clem from Pastoral Flourishing with Western Seminary is the one that administers this. And he called me and he says, it's a little disconcerting that there's such a spread, you know, between that. Okay. And so he started asking me questions.
Yeah.
And the way I answered one particular question, which I won't share, really opened up his eyes. And it says, well, Jeff, you're not operating in the gifts that God has called you to operate in.
Yeah.
You're doing something that maybe you're capable of doing, but it's not.
It doesn't bring you life.
Life. And that's why I've made changes. And I thought to myself at that moment, I'm 64 years old. I've been a lead pastor for over 20 years. And now I'm discovering this.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm glad that we're hearing this because what it says is something that we should all know is that there's things we don't know that we don't know even at our age. I say our
That's
age because
right.
I'm an older guy too. Not as old as you guys, but I'm getting there.
We got three generations going on here. 60s, 50s, 40s, right? Are you 50?
No.
No, he's offended.
Come on.
Well, you look 50.
The years, it's the mileage.
I'm gonna take the test and it's gonna be like, you think much more highly about yourself than other people think.
It's so funny.
That's what I'm thinking is like these kind of resources. And when this episode gets released, I'm not sure exactly when, but it's going to be further on down the road for this Connect group. And there's going to be a website and everything that we're going to be able to. I mean,
CalgaryGlobalNetwork.com,
but there's going to be links to that.
Yes. There already is. So.
Okay, good. And then that kind of resource. It's a tool is what it is.
Right.
And in the hands of a master surgeon, like we have with Ted and a master bedside manner, caring person.
I like doctor.
Yeah, doctor. Well, doctors
Jeff.
Have to have.
Dr. Jeff.
Doctor.
No.
All right.
Doctor. Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor.
God help us.
I know, man. It's late, ladies and gentlemen. We've already told you this. But Ted, why don't you weigh in on that? Just the... the difference between, maybe this is the question, the difference between someone who goes out on their own, has no support team, has no mentor, if you could call it that, or pastor right. or shepherd in their own life, the difference between that kind of ministry, success and fail, compared to the ones like we've seen with Kyle, with Cody, with some of these other guys, a lot of these other guys you've
right. had. Yeah. The scripture that comes to my mind is from Ecclesiastes, right? Which talks about a threefold cord not being quickly broken.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know, so often we hear that quoted at weddings and so on, but that's really the idea mm-hmm. that when you go out on your own, there's a limit to what you're able to do. And all of us need those people who are available, that will answer a phone call, that'll take the time just to be able to talk us off the ledge. Church planting is not for the faint of heart.
Oh, that's for
sure. I mean, it sounds exciting and it sounds glamorous and it actually is mm-hmm. to a church planter, but it's also terrifying. And all of us who have planted churches know what it is to lie awake at 3 o'clock in the morning and to stress out. And I've famously, you know, shared this on my podcast and with many people. But my personal testimony was the first church that I was a part of planting, grew to be extremely large by God's grace. And it was a wonderful experience. And I didn't have a lot of the pressures, that I might have had were I doing that alone. I was part of a large team of people.
Yeah.
And most importantly, I wasn't the lead guy in the establishing mm-hmm. of that first church.
Yeah.
My second church. So when I left that church, and I only say this for what I'm about to say, so I'm not bragging about numbers, mm-hmm. but when
good.
I left, there were 6,500 people in that church,
wow.
right? That, and then my church that I was planting, you know, on a good day was 50 people.
Yeah. That's a little bit less.
And that rocked my world. That little church of 50 people, I spent the first 18 months, this is no lie, I would go to bed at night and I would beg God to kill me. Don't let me wake up tomorrow. I wasn't suicidal, but I was praying that God was homicidal.
Yeah.
Because oh, I was
wow.
like,
that's real talk.
I've got life insurance. My family uh-huh. will be fine. I've made the biggest mistake of my life. God, just kill me. Don't let me Oof. Wake up tomorrow. I spent 18 months doing that. Now there's a whole long story about what God was doing in me. But I just say that for an extreme emphasis to how stressful it can be to plant a church. So if you go out alone to plant a church and you, it's not if you're going to stress out. It's not if mm-hmm. you're going to fail. It's not if you're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to make them. I mean, I remember talking to Romaine here at Costa Mesa mm-hmm. when I was planting my first church, and I was trying to ask him a question. And he just looked right through me. He goes, son, you're worried about making a mistake, aren't you? Mm. And I said, yes, sir.
Yep.
And he said, don't worry, you'll make them. And boy, did we, you know, we all can think of those mistakes that we make. So, you know, the answer to your question is it's going to be terrifying. It's going to be hard. You're going to make mistakes and that's okay.
Yeah.
But you need some people that you can call.
Who can
give you some good counsel or who can just tell you you're normal.
Yeah.
Maybe just cry with you, mm-hmm. you and your, and the spouse equally, you know, because our spouses are in it too. And they're a big part of it. And so, you know, one of the things that we do in our initiative is we have cohorts where we'll get together with pastors and their wives and we'll get away and out of town at an Airbnb
so
or something. We'll spend, you know, a week together. We just had one. We just came off one we did in Texas. And it was, it was all people. And this is, every cohort's a little different. This one was all people who'd been in ministry for 2 years or less.
Wow.
In their church plant.
Yeah. So church planters. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was an awesome time to be able to say, you're normal.
Yeah.
What you're going through is okay.
For someone to tell you this is normal, this is a part of it, is incredible. Like, that's something that you can't replace. So, yeah, that's amazing. Amazing what, yeah. What those kind of groups can do. Jeff, you got some final words for us, words of wisdom?
Yeah, I really like, Ted, that you brought in Ecclesiastes, because that verse is done at every wedding.
yeah, that's the wedding verse.
Yeah, right? And I think it's appropriate for that. That's not what he was writing about. Mm-hmm. He's writing about the fact that, hey, when two are together, you can get through a lot. But when there's three, you can do so much. It's unstoppable. Yeah. Right. And in my mind, I've always seen that third chord as being Christ himself. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, I see that as a beautiful...
Well, that's the wedding thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's a beautiful picture of communion. And yeah. this is where the care side comes in, is like true communion isn't just communion with God. It's not fellowship with God alone. It's also fellowship with one another. Yeah. And so that's what the fullness of communion is. And so when there's somebody going through something difficult and they're hiding it, or they're isolating themselves, or they're pulling up their bootstraps. That was a saying in my generation.
That's like, right. Stop right? whining about it. Pull just, up your bootstraps yeah, and get you know, going.
Well, that's not always helpful. Sometimes it's more helpful to have somebody you can go to and say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. And an older guy, or even a guy with just more experience, doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to be older. Just someone that has been through that can share, well, this is what the Lord showed me through his word. You know, Paul says to the Ephesians, you know, submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. That's what we're to do. We're to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. That's bringing Christ into that conversation. And so that's the beauty of the care and the coaching.
Yeah.
Is they do crossover. Yeah. It's like I said, salt and pepper. It makes things taste better, but there's other people.
I love the doctor one that you did. I'm not a huge fan of the salt and pepper one, because everybody likes salt, but not everybody likes pepper.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah,
does everybody like surgeons?
If you, yeah.
When you need them.
When you need surgery, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're mixing way too many metaphors.
Yeah, metaphor. It's Let's really hurting. But that doctor one was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
I
stole that. Dude.
Ted, I want to hear your kind of last thoughts and what you would advise our listeners. And I also would ask you guys, once this gets really rolling, and could be soon, if you'd be back on the show, maybe have Connor
on,
who's doing the care side of that, and get back on.
Yeah. There's a whole team of guys who are engaged, involved in Connect. And so, yeah, our heart is just to be available mm-hmm. and just to be a help. That's our heart. We just want to help. Relationship drives this. People aren't going to, you know, pick up the phone and just call knowing that there is initiative. It's driven through relationships. Yeah. A lot of those relationships are going to be formed through Cultivate. Mm-hmm. As you're establishing these relationships with those who are reaching out saying, man, I really would like to be equipped mm-hmm. to church plant. There's a lot of components to it. Like I said, it's ever so much more than just teaching the Bible.
Yeah,
yeah, that's part of it. We want people who are going to focus on exegetically teaching the Word of God and endeavoring to do that, you know, as good as they can. Along the way, there needs to be some connection with mentors that can help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we have and to offer. That's what's available. And it's an ever broadening, growing group of people mm-hmm. that really are available across the country.
Yep.
For those going through this.
That's amazing. I love it. I think it's such a vital part of church planting. I don't think we can go without this component, and to think that we can is crazy. I mean, we stumbled through it, like you mentioned earlier. We did too, and I wasn't the lead guy on our first church plant either. The one where we went to Africa and everything, but I ended up being the senior pastor, as you did. But we didn't know what the heck we were doing,
right?
But isn't it funny that when you're a young guy, you may remember back this.
You might be able to go back to this, Jeff.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Jeff is such a nice guy, and look what I do.
I'm so old, I remember what happened a long time ago. I just don't remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's funny, because when you're that young guy, you think that you know everything. Like,
right.
And I used to think, oh, the senior pastor that I was working under, I could do it so much better than him. Just let me get in there. And then as soon as you get in that position, you're a church planter or a senior pastor, things start to fall apart and you're like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. That's when we need that, that care and coaching that you guys are working on.
Amen to that.
Right on.
Man, thanks so much for being on the show, guys.
Thanks, bro.
Blessings to you guys and looking forward to what God's going to do.
Amen. Right. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for listening. The Cultivate Church Planting Podcast is part of CGN Media, a podcast network that points to Christ. Check out cgnmedia.org for more great shows and ways to support the ministry.